Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We have 2 minutes before we can start. Alhamdulillah, for many years we're reading Asma'ul Husna, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And very importantly that we renew our intention every time we recite the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shouldn't become just a ritual and a habit. If we're just reading it, it sounds nice, we learnt it, children learnt it, grandchildren learnt it. But the purpose behind it, that we know Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala made us, made our hearts, made our bodies to recognize Allah. لِيَعْبُدُونَ وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ, I did not create jinn and insa except for my worship. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says, this ayat means Allah Ta'ala created jinnat and insan, لِيَعْبُدُونَ, to worship Allah, لِيَعْرِفُونَ, to recognize Allah, to know Allah. Like how we know everything else. In and out of dunya we know. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. When it comes to the kuffar, they're well aware and they are masters when it comes to apparent things of this world. They know it. Now do you see in our circles also, we have the know-alls. He knows everything. Start this topic, he knows everything. Start that topic, he knows everything. Start about Allah, they say it's too heavy topic. Talk about deen, the tashkil book will come out. Now things are getting heavy a little bit now. The majlis is getting garam. They say, now the topic is really too heavy. But that's deen now. That's deen, is that too heavy? But dunya now, we can speak for hours. Even the hawk on the street corner, ask them how is burritos, tomatoes and onions, they give you a whole bayan. Fluctuation, how's the crop, and what's happening. And as they believe about is Allah, they say, SubhanAllah, come jamaat, but no bayan, please. I'll wash the pots and I'll eat, but I won't give the bayan. But when the bayan is over, see how his bayan starts there. SubhanAllah. What a bayan he'll give after that. He said, no, one on one I can speak, but in a crowd I can't speak. But tell him, speak dunya, do a presentation for his company, what a presentation. He signed the contract immediately. But the contract for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah give us tawfiq. We all are weak, we all are trying. But this whole discussion in the names of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is that we know Allah. We know Allah so much. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Sahaba radiallahu anhu knew Allah so well, so much they had intense love for Allah. So much of love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that they couldn't stop speaking about Allah. Any opportunity they got, speak about deen. Abdullah bin Rawaha, other Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they would meet in Medina, Munawwara, the gullies. Let's sit down a few minutes, speak about Allah. Nothing to speak, read wal asr, remind one another, we're losing time. We're losing time, like the ice block is melting away. So time is just going. Innal insana lafi khusr. Demanding one another that if you don't use your time productively, you're at a loss, you're losing time, you're not gaining time. Hazrat mentions also, our Shaykh, Honorable Shaykh Muhammad Hamid Sahib Barakatuh, says, no, we'll start now night surahs next week. Night surahs will start in Muharram, or the night surahs will start, or that Ishraq Awabin will start. He said, but today you lost. He said, remember, it's a loss. Nobody likes the word loser. He said, you're a loser. You lost the day. He said, I start next week. That already niyat makes you pious now. I feel already pious. Next week I'm going to start. Next week I'm going to come for the majlis. But you lost last week. So what do you say? Innal insana lafi khus. It's a loss. He lost it. He lost the opportunity. So when it comes to deen, there we don't say, yeah, ahlu taswif. People that procrastinate. It's called in sharia, sofa, sofa. Soon we'll do it, soon. We'll go. And time goes, and insan plans, when I hit 40, 45, 50, then I'll settle down, things will come into place, then I'll have time, then I'll free myself. It never happens. Dunya will never let you free. Dunya will never let you free. Even if you made your money also, then an opportunity will come. Knocking, it's what I must do, it's coming to me, I'm not going to it. It's coming to my door, I can't kick Allah's rosy, to take it in. Jamaat is coming to your door also, don't kick them. Take them in, mashallah. Say, I'm ready for 3 days. Ijtima is coming, Peter Marisburg, 8, 9, 10th of August. August, am I right? 8, 9, 10 August. So, those opportunities we don't look at. So anyway, we read the names of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know my Allah. We give a sifat of Allah, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, those who exert themselves to reach Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that they want to know Allah, they want to reach Allah. لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ Allah says, definitely we will guide them. لَنَهْدِيَنَهُمْ سُبُلَنَا We will guide them to the paths that reach to Allah, the paths. Allah didn't say سَبِيلَنَا سُبُل is plural. Some of us even say as many creation in the world of Allah, this heavenly path, they are to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So one of the paths, one of the names of Allah will catch my heart. One of the names of Allah, attributes of Allah will catch my heart. I fall in love with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Like how we mentioned many a time, Zakim Sahib rahimahullah would say, few names he taught us. He said, then make this a habit of yours. When you're sitting down, when you're getting up, then call unto Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya Halimu, Ya Kareemu, Ya Wasi'a al-Maghfira, Ya Halim, Ya Kareem, Ya Wasi'a al-Maghfira. Zakim Sahib would repeat his words and he taught everybody around him. At least one, few names of Allah just come on, onto your tongue, into your heart. Especially these beautiful names, Ya Halim, the one that is most tolerant, Ya Allah, I'm always in guna, Ya Allah, tolerate me, overlook me. Ya Kareem, the one that gives more than we are deserving, without us deserving it, Ya Kareem, Ya Allah, just carry on giving me. Ya Wasi' al-Maghfara, the one whose forgiveness is very, very extensive and vast, Allah just forgives. So he, Zakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, that person will become habitual of calling on to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Ya Halim, Ya Kareem, Ya Wasi' al-Maghfara. Allah will give you plenty of dunya, plenty of akhirat, ruhani spirituality also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshaAllah. So if you look at page 44, page 45, they explain there, but also when it comes to the beautiful names of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, we read it today. For years we are reading the names of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So we'll just read the introduction also. When you look at this world, we see beauty, grandeur, sublimity. Strength, the power of joy or the power of destruction manifested in it. How much we're not seeing nowadays? Everywhere destruction. Enjoyment to some other, another level altogether people are looking for. Enjoyment and entertainment. We are attracted or repulsed by these manifestations. We feel threatened by some or inspired by awe. There is an inevitable link between what we see and feel and ourselves. What we see, what we feel and ourselves is a link. That link is provided by the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything we have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even these feelings we have of enjoyment or sadness, whatever it may be, is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each object manifests some power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His joy or his anger, his love or his magnificence emanates through these objects. There is no end to these manifestations so long as the process of creation exists. Kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. Zakim Sahib rahimullah will make tarjumah. Ya Allah, every yawm, he says, La, he said, kulla lahzati min al-lahzat. Every split second, every moment, huwa fi shan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in a different splendor. Allah's splendor is changing all the time. How should it not change all the time? You just go to a showroom and you see three different or four different models of the one car. How we started off, oh, they have the whole range sometime. They have some pictures there. First model 1980, then 83, then 85, then so and so. Now see the splendor of these cars, how it changed, evolved. So what we're driving now. But where's the markers of all this evolve or revolution or changing? Came from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The whole design came from Allah. So imagine Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, every moment Allah is in a different splendor. Allah's splendor is changing all the time. The magnificence of Allah and the splendor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those hearts that are full of the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then Hazrat Zakim Sahib rahimullah would say, their hearts are just the same also. Different splendor, different enjoyment. Salah is different, dhikr is different, Quran Sharif is different, listening to Quran Sharif is different. So every moment also they enjoying themselves with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The first man, Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, was taught the names of everything. Teaching the names means making man conscious of the essence of these things. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said that Allah ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salatu wa salam the names of everything. Because it's all new things. He says, when he came to dunya, he had to make bread, roti. But there were so many different ingredients. So Allah ta'ala taught him the names of all the different things. So teaching the names means making man conscious of the essence of these things. The consciousness implies, or this consciousness implies, full knowledge. Full knowledge is impossible without the essence becoming part and parcel of the being. That is why Adam alayhi salatu wasalam could represent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his khalifa. Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. And become worthy of receiving the salutations of the malaika, the angels. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and through him to man the mastery of the entire creation. Allah therefore tells us to remember him and draw near to him by reciting his name or his attributes. Allah Ta'ala says, those who believe and whose hearts find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For without doubt in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find satisfaction. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَتَطْمَئِنُوا الْقُلُوبِ. A remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest thing. وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. It's the greatest thing in life without doubt. O you who believe, celebrate the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do this often. Therefore remember me and I will remember you. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ. And be thankful unto me and be you not ungrateful towards me. Again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and do you, O reader, bring your Lord to remembrance in your very soul with humility and in reverence, without loudness in words in the mornings and evenings, and to be not thou of those who are unheedful. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the happiness and also the wisest of pastimes. So a believer is always in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cannot be a moment he's just idle. Alhamdulillah, many brothers, mashallah, they got their tasbih in their hand also, or they have the counter in their hand. One must have the counter also, which some ulama and fatawa have come out, just to keep the counter on the finger for the man is a permissible, to keep it outwardly. Some brothers now, they're not reading, but they leave it on the finger. So he constitutes now wearing a ring. To wear a ring now is a permissible for a man. Yes, there is permission given for a silver, pure silver ring of certain amount of grams. Besides that, to wear anything else now on the finger for a man is impermissible. Therefore, ulama advise, if you're not making dhikr with that ring, then remove it. Shouldn't be there namaz time also. So namaz time, remove it. And now and then use the original, or closest to the original, with the tasbih. Which is the tasbih, that also was found in the time of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We had a string with knots on it. From there we have now, whatever Sahaba radiallahu anhu did in their period of time, عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّتِي خُلَفَاءِ رَاشِدِينَ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. We heard this in the khutbah every week, that the best of time is my time. That is my time and Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And then those that will follow them, the tabi'een. And then those that will follow them, the tab'ut tabi'een. So from here, ulama say, whatever you will find khairul qurun, in the best of times, times of Sahaba, the tabi'een and tab'ut tabi'een, whatever was found and they regarded that to be part of deen, and none of them or no one from among them rejected it, that will form part of the sunnah. Will become part of the sunnah. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he had a tasbih, so to say, that was made of string and he tied knots on it. And he recite every day his tasbihat on that tasbih of his. So that became part of the sunnah also. So that is closest to the sunnah. Then we can use the counter. We got a certain amount to count. But the best will be the, and it brings different type of humility, different type of Imam Shaykhul Islam, Muhammad Hussain Ahmadni rahmatullahi alayhi, where he was so advanced in, mashallah, his Ruhani spirituality, what heights he reached. He was the one that taught Hadith Sharif in the Rawda Mubarak for 18 years, right next to the Qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even during his old age, he was still carrying tasbih in his hand. But somebody told him, Hazrat, you don't need tasbih anymore, you passed the stage already. He says, that which assisted me to get to this level I am right now, how can I forget it? This was the tasbih that brought me to where I am. Counting the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the happiest and also the wisest of pastime. His blessings can never be counted and the satisfaction it brings cannot be measured. It relieves one of the worries that otherwise eat into one's heart and improves one's spiritual and worldly life. So one is for a beginner, starting with the dhikr of Allah. He makes through Sharif, istighbar. He also, Allah Ta'ala, give us tawfiq, give myself tawfiq. That alhamdulillah, the day of Jum'ah, many brothers, mashallah, 1,000 tasbihat, durood Sharif, 3,000, 5,000. But then most of the time we are reading while walking and talking. We are reading, driving also, speaking also. You also want adab to keep. It happens many a times, whether in the majlis or when you're speaking to somebody. In the majlis also, ulama say the adab and respect of the majlis is that no one should have a tasbih in the hand. Now is mudakara of deen. The tasbihat is kept away. When he says a very specific type of majlis, general program is different. For a specific type of majlis, we came for tazkiyah, we came for reformation of the heart, then there's no time, is that the time to make dhikr? Is the time to listen? Is the time to listen? The khutbah time also we listen. There's no dhikr at that time. And just look by mind. So when is the time of when you're speaking to somebody also. Somebody is speaking to you and you're in Durood Sharif. Now the person is speaking to you. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has so much of etiquette. When somebody would meet him and he would shake hands, he would never leave the person's hands till he left the hand. And when he would speak to somebody, it's mentioned explicitly in the riwayat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would speak to the person and face him completely. Not even sideways, give him full attention. Full attention and listen to him completely. Whereas if Hazrat Aisha would say radiallahu anha, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be all the time in the dhikr of Allah. All the time in the dhikr of Allah. By speaking to somebody, then he's giving full attention. No dhikr, no tasbihat. Sometimes speaking to somebody, you can hear that subhanallah, subhanallah, or something he's reading. I don't know that he's listening to you, read tasbihat. So the time for tasbihat and dhikr, it's also dhikr also. They say any amal done according to sunnah, any action done according to sunnah is dhikr also. Kullu muti'in fahuwa dhakirun. Every person in the obedience of Allah is already a dhakir, is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you go in the path of Allah, when Alim told us also, he says, one, now you give the da'wat. You give the da'wat, the verbal, oral da'wat you give. He says, what? This one part of da'wat. He says, stronger than that da'wat also, when the jama'at go in the path of Allah, he said, when you sit down to eat according to sunnah, that's a bigger da'wat. Not that day you just gave the da'wat, but the eating is against the sunnah. This is a da'wat then. Now there's no sunnah, no bismillah, no washing hands, no sitting according to sunnah, and how you eating also. Don't know the sunnahs of simple eating also. Says eating according to sunnah also is da'wat. How you entering the masjid, how you carrying yourself out in the masjid also, there's also da'wat. That's how our Kaabir told us. When you go in the path of Allah, how to keep the masjid clean, how to put the sleeping bags one side, cover it up, don't jam up the first serve, keep place for the local musallis. All that is part of the da'wat. It's not only oral and verbal da'wat, but in action also. So here is mentioned also that the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so one is having tasbih in the hand, or the counter in the hand, so this time for tasbih of Allah, this time to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then how to recite the Asma'ul Husna? This has been our shortcoming for many years now. Where we just start the Asma'ul Husna. This is the correct way to recite it. This how also is recited in the Khankain. In Azad wa Hazrat Wala. When wishing to recite all the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begin by saying, هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس. This is how you start the recitation of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And continue till the end. But the last letter of each word should be recited with the vowel Dhamma, that is Pesh. Ar-Rahmanur Rahimul Malikul Quddusus Salamul. And if you stop As-Salam, so this is a way how to recite the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it should be recited with the vowel Dhamma, the Pesh, and joined to the next word. But when pausing to take the breath, or take breath, the last letter should be recited with a Sakin, a Jazam. And the following word should be started with Al, Al Malikul Quddus Salam, Al Mu'minul Muhaymin, Al Azizul Jabbar. When adopting a particular name as a wazifa, which one intends to recite daily, add Ya before the name and eliminate the Al. For example, Ar Rahman becomes Ya Rahman, not Ya Ar Rahman, Ya Rahman, Ya Allah, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, but on his own Al Kareem. Ar-Rahman. So these names are, some names are exclusive only for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Therefore you can't call somebody Rahim bhai. Because Rahim is Allah. He's Abdul Rahim. You can't say Rahman bhai or Razak bhai. He's Abdul Razak. He's a slave of Razak. He's a Razak. Razak is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And you have some names that are not exclusive for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They possibly, you can just call a person by that. But the best is to put Abdul Rahman, Abdul Kareem, Abdul Halim. Well, that is the correct way. Number three, learned alim should be consulted when one experiences any difficulty. Allah Ta'ala give us the faith to make amal, inshallah. As we mentioned before, after making mashwara with Hazrat also, he says, Hazrat mentioned now and then, on a Thursday night majlis, we don't have to recite Asma'ul Husna and the 40 durood every week. shouldn't become a bid'ah. That every week is being recited, we do it as encouragement. And to recite it loudly also is not sunnat. To recite in congregation also is not a sunnah. So shouldn't become now, Thursday night, we have to read it like that. Otherwise, what will happen now, the Thursday we don't read it. Hey, what happened this week? We didn't read it. So it shows now, it comes in the mind that, you know, it's supposed to read it like that. So is that the sunnah? It's just one, it's an exercise. So we get accustomed to reading every Thursday, every Friday, the 40 durood, or some durood sharif, and the beautiful names of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because we had some muzakara of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we'll continue next week with the 40 durood inshallah. Doesn't mean now we should not recite it. So we have time also tomorrow, after Fajr, or it is after Asr, to recite the 40 durood and the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. Come close, inshallah. Brothers are feeling hot, you can put on the icons. It gets about 2 hours, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi. Wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'd. But this kitab also been reading for some time. Asma'ul Husna, the most beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned, by discussing the beautiful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to know who my Allah is. I want to know my Allah. Who my creator is, who my sustainer is, who is running my business, who is giving me the stock, where is it coming from. It's all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I want to have that contact with my Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I want to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every given moment of my time, I know which attribute of Allah applies to me right now. Whether I'm very happy right now, enjoying some ni'mat of Allah, then Allah is ash-shukur, Allah appreciates, I also appreciate. I'm shukur to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If I'm down and out right now, then how to link to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah is al-rafi', Allah is the one that raises you. Allah is al-khafid also, Allah ta'ala also lowers people and humiliates them. So every moment of my life, and how beautifully as Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah would explain this also, how he knew Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. At every moment, how he would see Allah Ta'ala in that specific moment of his life. This is what you call ma'rifat. I know my Allah. I know my Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He would say, in regards to collecting for deen, collection. When the collector comes to the business, he comes to a collection, etc. Here also Hazrat says too, that we learn a very important lesson from the collectors also. Very important lesson from the collectors. He says right now in the world, as I says, the ones that make the real proper salam are the collectors. And you see when they walk into the business, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, it's a collector came. They make the salam properly. Say, we forgot how to make salam properly. And they're really making dua for you. And as I says also, we don't know which of them is the wali of Allah. We don't know which of them is the real friend of Allah. Some of them are principals of Darul Uloom. Some of them are Shaykh al-Hadith also. Allah forgive us one time. We were in Hardway, but Mawlana Barul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was the Khalifa of the Tanwi Rahmatullah Ali, and the Shaykh was Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So we went to the Khanka for 2 days. So because we went for Ziyarat, we went to visit. We didn't go for Islam, we were in Jamaat at that time. So we went to visit Hazrat Hardway Rahmatullah Ali, and Mawlana Barul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was a very, very usuli person. Everything was etiquette. There was nothing that was just loose. Everything was done with the formal etiquette, how to do things. You should be knowing. He says, first, become a human. Humans have a way of doing things. Animals don't have a way. So humans have a way of doing things. How they enter the masjid. Etiquette will be put your shoe away. How to hold the shoe in the left hand, not the right hand. How to enter the masjid. How to sit in. He says, a human has some etiquette in him. He has a different way of doing things. So we went. So it must have been about 20 of us. So they had some a place designated for our sleeping and accommodation. So now, you know, Jamaat, the youngsters go somewhere full of masti, always naughty. You find the young boys and they go in Jamaat also, they carry the Colgate also, mashallah. And when the sati is sleeping, then they polish him with the Colgate and the hair and everywhere. It's part of the fun of going in the path of Allah. Ishtima also, you see. Anyway, here when we went in the path, we went to where we had to sleep. So they had mattresses and some duvets and the rest of it. So Hazrat had appointed two people to make our khidmat, to serve us. It was two elderly men. So, not knowing, we thought now these are two khadims of the khanka, two attendants, two servants working here. So our sadis also said, hey, we've got two khadims here, we've got two guys attending to us, so mashallah, we make the best of it. Chai banao, ye karo, wo karo, clean the toilets for us, make some tea for us. And they were cooking, one was on cooking, one was cleaning the toilets and making our beds. So when the sadis came and said, hey, bhai, or takia hai, got any other pillow, one more pillow for me, another godru for me, another doorway for me. That person was running up and down. The whole day went like that. Other person was cooking. So I remember asking that old man that was cooking, so just speaking to him, and real humility and adab, the way they looked after us, talking to us, looking after us. So finally I asked that old man that was cooking, I said, Bhai sahab, ab kaha se? So brother, where are you from? Haji sahab. He said, from so and so place. I said, mashallah, how long are you here for? He said, I'm here for some time now. So I said, why you came? I mean, I thought maybe the khadim. I'm the khadim. I came for islah. I came for islah, to reformation, put myself right. So I said, back home, what are you doing? Back home, kya masrufiyat hai? Kya kaam hai? What are you doing back home? He just kept quiet. I said, like, what are you doing back home? He says, me darun ka muhtamim hu, the principal of a darul ulum. I said, la ilaha. I said, well, dusra khadim kaun hai? The other khadim would you? He said, wo hamara shaykh ul hadith hai. He said, wo shaykh ul hadith. We both have come for Islam, Hazrat. So Hazrat put us on khidmat. I said, ya Allah. I told the satis, this is the shaykh ul hadith, the principal. They came for islah. They came for islah. And after Fajr, Mahabharul Haqsab Rahmatullah Ali, after Fajr, those that came for islah, then he had asatiza that were teaching there for a long period of time, that would test those that came for islah, the Surah Fatiha. Wasn't right, they're sitting there with takhti, alif, ba, ta, tha, each letter. Shaykh al-Hadith is going to takhti again, because your letters are not right. The Quran is not right, how can you be Shaykh al-Hadith? So Quran you must get right, he said Quran correctly. Not only Quran, Sharif, even Iqama and Azan had to be correct. So all that now he would teach complete Islah. Your Quran Tilawat, your Bismillah, Surah Fatiha, Azan, Iqama and everything else. Then mashallah, Hazrat would take them to the next stage. So even when we entered also, then Hazrat was giving a majlis on how to make salam only. So to make salam, the entire majlis was how to make salam properly, because salam is a dua. Make the dua correctly. Now we know how the salam has become different things, salams, and whether we make salam or not, short, boss, this, that, no salam, whether we end the call, whether we call the person, whether we sit in the car with the family, right? So we call all sweet names, no salam. Sweetest name is the name of Allah, As-Salaamu Alaykum. May Allah with As-Salaam be with you. May Allah's security be with you. So how to make the salam? So Hazrat gave a whole majlis and As-Salaamu Alaykum, As-Salaamu Alaykum, As-Salaamu Alaykum, As-Salaamu Alaykum, it's Allah's name. We take the name of Allah correctly also. As-Salaamu Alaykum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. So we gave the whole majlis only on that. And then when we came to make mulaqat, the whole Jamaat came to mulaqat. Now we are South Africans, but we got no etiquette. We all just came around. Hazrat put his hands down. Say, bhai, line banao. Make a line. Stand in order at least. We are humans. It's a way of doing things. Stand in a line. So we stood in a line. Then number two, who is the eldest must come front. Kabbir, kabbir. Who is the eldest, he must come front. Then who is second to him and third to him. But that sati was standing right in the back. He got gabrat a little bit also. He was afraid now. But his salam is going to come out right. He stood in front, so he went to make salam. Making salam also, Hazrat says, don't shake the person's hand, don't shake him up. In Sharia is a hand clasp. You just put your hand in the hand of the person. You don't need to squeeze or to shake the person up. You just put your hand in the hand of the person. So Sadi, when he put his hand in the hand of Hazrat, and he got dumbstruck. The salam wasn't coming out. And the whole khanka is waiting out to go make salam, and salam is not coming out. Finally, Hazrat said, kya hua bhai? Salam kar. When he told him, finally the salam came out. He came out. See, what happened? He said, I got like frightened. Salam didn't want to come out. Then he taught us many things when we were there, just in those 2 days only. In those 2 days only, alhamdulillah, the amount of things we learned. When we sat down to have tea also, we entered the room, the Sarkhan was laid. So, we South Africans, one Sati said, hey, bhai, come sit here, you come sit there, one sat there, one sat there. He just nodded his head. This is a zoo, or these are... So anyway, we all sat down. And then, there were thermos flasks. Some with tea, some with milk, the sugar was there, biscuits were there. And nobody taught us tartib how to pour tea also. I'll pour my tea, you pour your milk, you put sugar. But he passed the milk down, but he passed them. But they're just looking, nodding, he said, yeah, Allah. They didn't know how to drink tea also. And finally he told us, he said, but start from the right hand side. You pour your tea, you put your milk, you put your sugar, pass it down. Or to your right, go that way. So the person is serving you all, he knows, at number 8, the milk got finished. Now there's 12 more. I know how much milk to bring. Now, you put the tea in your cup, you put the milk in his cup, and the milk comes through, your tea doesn't get cold. Then you tell the person, I go make my tea hot, please. Say, no, tartib, you don't know how to even drink one cup tea also. So we learned after that, subhanAllah, there's ways how to do things so you don't make yourself parishan and restless, nor do you make others restless also. So there's a tartib of how to make yourself comfortable in an intelligent manner, and then those around you also, how to give them comfort. Otherwise they don't know what's happening with the Sarkhan. So khair, Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. So, discussing the beautiful names of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that to know Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, so as Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, that how the friends of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that's how they do get angry. And they get angry also, is the reason behind why they get angry. Is that for themselves? They become selfless. Then he would explain to those that go for collection for deen, and he would tell those to whom the collectors are going, he said, they are doing you a free service by depositing your money in the bank of the akhirat without service charges, without SARS also. Once you put it in his hand, with this way to a correct avenue or incorrect avenue, your niyat was correct. But you should be careful also, but it's already banked for you. It's done. It won't get destroyed, it won't get burned, it's already reserved in the reserve bank of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib would say to the collectors, he said, when you would go, you give them three things. Go with the izzat al-deen, azmat al-nafs, different ways he would tell them how to present themselves. Then he would tell them also that you go to a big business. When you walk in there, you say, oh, mashallah, so busy. The big cash and carry, the tills are ringing. So come in his mind, it's insane. Now I get a good amount from here. And you go to the person's office and you showed him the everything. And he says, all right, take care. Now you thought you get an amount. He says, phones the secretary, just give him something before he leaves. Give him 500 rand, please. So you go, they say, 500 rand. So maybe you get 50,000 rand. But 500 rand. Then you go to one small dealer, go to a small shop, barakat is running on, mashallah, Allah wa'ala. And he gave you 120,000 rand, subhanAllah. As the Kimsa would say, now for the collector, what should he think now? He said, when the big businessman gave him a small amount, then he must believe that right now Allah Ta'ala's sifat, an attribute of al-mani', Allah Ta'ala's attribute of holding back, was manifesting itself in this person right now. It was Allah Ta'ala, it wasn't him. Allah is al-mani', Allah is al-mu'ti. Allah holds back, Allah Ta'ala gives. So right now Allah Ta'ala's sifat, an attribute of al-mani', was prevalent in him, therefore he held back. And the small businessman that gave you, Allah Ta'ala's quality of al-mu'ti, of giving freely, was prevalent in him, therefore he gave you. So what happens? Everything goes back to Allah. Not to him or to him. Goes back to Allah. So in everything they see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is Allah, Allah, Allah is doing everything. So in all the situation we are right now also, Allah is in complete control of everything happening in the world. But yes, our amal also, our leaders and our governors. So starting the beautiful name discussion, the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Al-Wali, Al-Waliyu, the helper and the guardian. That is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Allah is the Wali. Different definitions have been mentioned regarding this blessed name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Wali refers to a person who is a guardian. So Allah is our guardian also. And Allah Ta'ala has a whole system of how to guard insan. It's a very, very lengthy discussion. The ulama go into Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahmatullah alayhi in his kitab, he discusses the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ihfaz Allah yahfazka. Ihfaz Allah yahfazka. You see the words also, ihfaz, from hifazat. So the hadith sharif says that protect the deen of Allah. Direct meaning, literal meaning, protect Allah. يَحْفَظْكَ, in return Allah will protect you. So this is the system of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. أَلْفِقْ يُنْفَقْ عَلَيْكْ. If I have many riwayat, Quranic ayats like this, that the word used to command you to do something is the same word used to return the bounty to you. أَلْفِقْ, spend in the path of Allah. يُنْفَقْ عَلَيْكْ, you will be spent upon. Carry on spending, you will be spent upon. Allah will give it back to you. Protect the deen of Allah, Allah will protect you. So many a times you find in the riwayat, in the Quranic ayat also, they do this, Allah will do the same thing for you also. Same thing you get as a return. In the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, ihfaz Allah, protect. Allah means protect awamirahu wa nawahiyahu. Protect the commands of Allah and the prohibitions of Allah. What is the command of Allah? Protect it at that time. Fulfill the command of Allah, wa nawahiyahu, and the forbidden things that Allah has made upon you, then refrain from that. What Allah will do for you, yahfaz, Allah will protect you. Just in the protection of Allah, muhaddisheen go into detail, Allah has an entire security system, how sophisticated it is, subhanallah, how sophisticated. Now when it comes to online security, what a big thing it is, and how sophisticated it is. Where the client is and where the security man is sitting somewhere. Different part of the world. Online security, and all online payments and the banking system. So much of security. But above all, that is the security of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Whether you have arm response, whether it's live response, or whatever it may be. So here, the commentators go into the entire system of Allah Ta'ala's protection. Oh, Allah Ta'ala protects. And how, when it comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala uses a spider, which is the weakest of all the creations of Allah. Allah used it now for the most beloved and the highest of the creation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to protect him in the cave of Ira. Allah showed you that to protect the best of my makhluk, I can use the weakest of my makhluk and the wali. I will protect. Nobody can protect you. I can protect. You can have all the ammunition, but it can backfire also. The gun can jam also. If Allah wants to protect, He'll protect. So Allah Ta'ala is the guardian. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the helper. So in this hadith, they mention now Allah Ta'ala uses A'mal, Sa'id ibn Musayyib rahimahullah was saying to his son, that I lengthen my salah out of hope that Allah will protect you because of my A'mal. I'm hard on myself as a father in the hope that Allah Ta'ala will have mercy upon you and me and keep you in His protection. So I lengthen my salah. So different ways Allah Ta'ala protects. Then they have the whole discussion. Allah Ta'ala uses humans to protect humans. Like in the story of Surah Al-Kahf, Allah Ta'ala said Musa alayhi salam and Khadir, who we call Khizr. Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam protect the wealth of the two orphans, the lengthy incident. Allah Ta'ala sent two Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Then they move on to explain how Allah Ta'ala protects insan with the animal kingdom. Safina radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a free slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and he got lost in the desert going towards Sham. That time was ruled by the Romans. So he was all alone and he got lost. And he says, as he's walking in the jungle, he sees a lion coming towards him at full speed. And at that time, all your wazifas also, Allah knows best whether he's going to come out. But he addressed the lion and he says, Ya Abul Harith, ana mawla Rasulillah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, oh, Abul Harith is the title of the lion. He says, oh lion, I am the free slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The lion just heard that, the lion stopped. The lion stopped and nodded to him with the gesture of the head that follow me, and took him back to the camp. Allah used a lion to protect him. Many different incidents also is mentioned in the kitab. Allah Ta'ala protects. As I mentioned, incident of Dhunnun Misri Rahmatul Ali. Dhunnun Misri Rahmatul Ali was sitting at the bank of the river, relaxing, great wali of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and he sees that a scorpion just races past him. Like it's programmed or something. He didn't even look at him, he didn't bother about it, ran past. As he ran past him, he sees from that side a frog came from across the river and docked over here on this side. But the scorpion jumped onto the back of the frog. And the frog swam across. So he began to follow. Something divine is happening right now. So the scorpion reached that side and disembarked, jumped off the back of the frog, running at full speed. So he's following the scorpion. In the thicket of the jungle and all the greenery, he hears a voice in the distance. So he goes through all it, the shrubs and the branches and the trees, and he sees the scorpion is coming at full speed. And he just comes and he sees the prince, the king's son. The king was very pious. Son had a habit of drinking. Sharab, khamar, intoxicants. And he was absolutely drunk. He was lying on the floor, frotting at his mouth, intoxicated completely. Just above his head from the tree, there was a snake that was about to bite him. About to bite him. And as the snake was coming down, this scorpion came at full speed, jumped mid-air, and stung the snake and killed it. And saved the drunkard. Dhunnun Misri saw, he said, Ya Allah, what's all this about? What is all this about? That all with the scorpion from that side of the river, the frog came, picked it up, took it this way, snake was coming to harm this person. Ya Allah, you protected this person, this drunkard, intoxicated person, in a disobedience, but all the divine system. Couldn't believe it. So from the unseen he hears a voice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that O Dhunnun Misri, I'm also the guardian of the sinners. I'm also the guardian of the sinners, not only the friends of Allah. They also belong to me. They also mine. I'll also protect them. Doesn't mean he's broken my command, I'll throw him away. One day he'll take my name with love. One day he'll take my name with love. That's why we learn this from Hazrat Wala. That we are the cry babies. We'll cry for taqwa till we die, inshallah. Allah Pak will make us his walis before we pass away. So wali refers to also, in the discussion they say Allah will use the animal kingdom also. Allah will protect a person. From where to where? One person in the path of Allah. And very humorous person. So he said, I went for 40 days. The area he's staying also, bit of a downtown area. Lot of thugs and lot of thieves, etc. So he said, whenever I go in Jama'ah 40 days, I could do it in a very subtle way. They don't know I'm gone. He said, I went for 40 days and I secured my house, left the wife alone and I went 40 days. He said, when I came back, the chores caught me. When I came back, then the thieves caught me. And they shook me up. He said, I didn't do anything to you all. Like, he said, I know them. He said, we know you went 40 days. He said, how you know? He said, there were two big dogs by your front door for 40 days. Two big dogs. Where you bought them from? He said, I don't know. But no dogs. He said, no, you have two big dogs. They couldn't pass your house also. He says, no, AK security systems. Ayatul Kursi. He said, every night, I have my Ayatul Kursi. Allah will protect. Allah is my wali. Allah is my guardian. Allah Ta'ala protected. Allah put their station there for 40 days, two big dogs. He said, we're going to pass your house also. So Allah Ta'ala protects like this. So wali refers to a person who is a guardian. Like one youngster also, he heard this hadith of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the ta'lim at home. But that person who reads his Salatul Fajr in Jama'ah, فَهُوَ فِي ذِمَّةِ اللَّهِ, he's in the protection of Allah. He's in the protection of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So this ta'lim should take place at home. So a young boy, so he go Fajr Namaz with his father. So the next day he went to school, didn't do his homework. So the missus, the ma'am, wanted to hit him, say, you can't touch me. She says, why? He said, I read Fajr Namaz. I read Fajr Namaz. He said, Fajr Namaz, look, yeah, Basti this is. Fajr Namaz is there, we do your homework also. He says, you can't touch me, I'm in the security of Allah. But just on that now, the woman got inspired. What is he talking about? Where you heard this from? What are you talking about? Sahaba Ikram is giving her bayan now. Then the same what you heard was in UK. Then she contacted the mother of this boy. What's he talking about? He's talking about Sahaba and about namaz and all those things. Inspired her so much, she became a Muslim also. On this one boy, making amal, so to say, one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So wali refers to a person who is a guardian. The wali of an orphan is the person who has taken responsibility to look after him in all conditions. And how you have mercy upon an orphan, Allah has more mercy upon us than even that guardian over the orphan. Al-wali is that being who takes responsibility to see the needs of his servants, like how the guardian also sees to the needs of that orphan. So Allah Ta'ala sees to the needs of his servants, Muslim and non-Muslim, both. The eating also, because Allah is Rahman and Allah is Rahim. Rahman is that attribute of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala displays in this world for the Muslim and the non-Muslim. Through his quality of Rahman, Allah feeds the kafir, the non-Muslim and the Muslim. As we mentioned many times before, Rahman has five letters. Ra, Ha, Mim, Alif, Nun. So in Arabic, the principle is, the more letters a word has, the more deeper the meaning and more vast the meaning. So Allah is Rahman. Allah is merciful. So in this quality of Allah, even the non-Muslim is enjoying life. Rahim has four letters. Ra, Ha, Ya, Mim. Rahim. See, Allah is Rahim. This quality of Allah will be displayed on the day of Qiyamah only for the believers. More restricted, less letters, but the rahmat is more restricted also. So Allah is the wali, Allah protects even the kafir also, the Muslim and non-Muslim, the pious and the sinful. No servant, jinn, star, planet or spiritual guide can assist a person in real need. So only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no servant, no jinn, no amil, no one. They're all muhtajan, in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No spiritual guide also. It has to make tawajjuh. And I start flying. As the Kim Sahib was, even the fly is flying, doesn't make it a wali of Allah. The person flying now doesn't make him pious. What makes him pious is abstaining from guna and sin and fulfilling the farais of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The only being who can do this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us iman, yaqeen upon this attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned, when a person is in that situation, then to call him to Allah by these attributes of Allah. When he's now in a situation also, where he needs Allah ta'ala to be his guardian, to be his helper, now to call him to Allah, Ya Wali. Oh, the one that is the Wali. Like how you will call the security, call Allah Ta'ala first. Ya Allah, you are the Wali. Then we turn to means after that. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the bayan of Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. We began the bayan of Hazrat Wala, Manazilus Suluk, the stages of Suluk. Suluk means the path to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in the light of the Quran. So where are the proofs in Quran Sharif that a person allows to set the path to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? We still read in the preface. Well, this was the bayan Hazrat had delivered in Markazul Islami. The bayan was given on 23rd August 1992. Bayan began at 11 o'clock. I finish at 2:30. Finish at 2:30. The venue was, this was in Reunion. Hazrat Wala had given this bayan. So, Mir Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was the Khadim of Zakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, his name was Hazrat Muhammad Ishrat Jamil Sahib, popularly known as Mir Sahib. So he mentions over here, that they were given da'wat to a reunion, Hazrat went there, and he had a series of talks, alhamdulillah. And Hazrat loved also, he loved greenery, he loved nature, and the place also they were, was extremely green, beautiful scenario, the weather and climate too was pleasant and bearable. So upon seeing this, the beautiful mountains, the greenery, the high mountains, they were covered in lush foliage. Hazrat mentioned that when this temporary world is a display of such beauty, what will Jannat be like? It's so beautiful. What will Jannat be like? Therefore, look at this scenery and make this dua. Allahumma nisaluka al-jannata wa ma qarraba ilayha wa a'udhu bika min al-nar wa ma qarraba ilayha. See, even in that also, the hearts go to akhirat. This Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would turn sahaba ikram from dunya to akhirat, from mal to a'mal, from the makhluk, from the creation to the creator. Oh Allah, I ask you jannat and that which brings one closer to jannat. Meaning those amal, I seek refuge with you from jahannam and that which brings one closer to jahannam. An earthquake will shake and finally destroy the scenery. Therefore ask for jannat which will remain forever. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ Whatever you have by you will terminate one day. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ Whatever is by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will be forever, will remain forever. The splendor and beauty of which our beloved Rasulullah ﷺ describes as the beauties of Jannah. مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ That which no eye has seen, no ear has heard of, and the thought of which has crossed no heart. That is Jannah. So upon this also ulama explained, which we mentioned a few times also, that no eye has seen, we haven't seen Jannah, no ear has heard of. But we heard about Jannah. We heard about the palaces of Jannah, the fruits of Jannah, the trees of Jannah, the streams of Jannah. We've heard about it. And we even thought of Jannah also, what Jannah will be like. But the Hadith Sharif says, that Jannah is a place which no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and the thought of which has crossed no heart. But we heard about it. We can picture some of it, because we heard about the palaces, we heard about the streams, about the gardens, about the fruits. So, Muhaddisin commentary the Hadith Sharif say, that this riwayat, this Hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which he says that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and the thought of which has crossed no heart, refers to those jannat, which is not mentioned in Quran and Hadith Sharif. Hasn't been described to us in Quran or Hadith. Is those jannats. So you haven't heard of it, is it? Haven't even passed your heart. What you heard in Quran and Hadith are just the basic ones. But there are such ones now which cannot be described. You have to go and see it. Janab Najib Saab arranged for the lecture to take place at the residence of his brother Janab Yusuf Adam Saab, where the ulama had already gathered. Hazrat Hakim Saab rahmatullahi sat on a chair and delivered the bayan in a fairly big room. As is the case with Hazrat's talks, they filled the listeners who were drinking deeply from this cup bearer of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ecstasy. After 3.5 hours, the people had still not drunk to their fill. Some ulama mentioned that the thirst in one's heart does not become quenched, for the heart wants the bayan to continue. Seri nahi hoti, nahi hoti, nahi hoti. Use peer maga, or abhi, or abhi, or. They say that to be satiated is not reached, is not reached, is not reached. O guide, appear some more, some more, some more. You all know. Hakim Saab will call the cup bearer the Saqi. A Saqi Pilade. That was the cup bearer of the drink of intoxicates the levels of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He was more to drink. A Saqi Pilade. It's a beautiful ashar. And a whom is Hakim Saab rahmatullah alayhi. That the cup bearer of the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, give us more to drink. As Hakim Saab will say rahmatullah alayhi, how you find the taverns? How they sit together, not that we've been there. But how they sit together, they pass the bottle around. You find them in the street corners. Nobody drinks alone, they always drink together. And they enjoy it more like that. So how they sit together and how they pass it, and how they're laughing, how they're enjoying themselves. And then they order more also. So Hazrat will say that these are the lovers of Allah, they get intoxicated in the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and the Shaykh is a cup bearer. They give us more to drink, we can't get enough the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The theme of the lecture was the purification of the soul and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat cited proofs of various principles and stages of suluk, that is the path to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, from the ayat of the Quran Sharif. This caused the ulama great joy, because many scholars of the zahir, zahir refers to the outward sciences of Islam, just the outward sciences of Islam, regard tasawwuf as foreign to Shariat and Sunnah. For the benefit of these ulama, Hazrat cites Quran and Hadith as proof of the validity of the tasawwuf or Sufism. Remember, my dear brothers, when it comes to tasawwuf and Sufism, it was always there from before. But through the passage of time, many things were innovated in the tasawwuf. The tabla came, the drums came, the singing came, sama'a came, qawali started, people started getting hal, went to ecstasy, that was haram ecstasy. It wasn't halal ecstasy that, with the drum and the beat and the rest of it. So Hazrat Hakim Saab will say, rahmatullah alayhi, that we thank Allah Ta'ala for sending someone like Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi. Wa'ala Ashab Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, that he cleaned out the tasawwuf completely. And he made it mudallal. Mudallal means that he introduced all the dalail and proofs in Quran and Hadith Sharif. that this principle of tasawuf in this hadith or this Quranic ayat. So all the extra things that were there, like how you find now you have this, what they call it, swelling, dervishes or something, this dancing, dervishes, different, say Naqshbandis, or whether they're Qadiris, whatever it may be, it's not part of tasawuf. When they play the flute, or have some music to soothe the soul, etc. Is that part of tasawuf al-shariyat? All these are impermissible. So before the Thani Rahmatullah, even our Kabir, some of them got involved in this also. Where they got involved in this thing. Hazrat K, mashallah ta'ala, used him and made him the Mujaddid, the reformer of the time. Became the reformer of the time and took out all these impermissible things from tasawuf. That is why many ulama had this notion, tasawuf is the part of shariat. Again, shariat is haram things in there. People are doing the wrong things. The type of zikr they are making, the way they're shaking their bodies, they're moving around, and they're dancing, etc. That's not tasawuf. Therefore, Zakim Sahib rahimahullah mentioned, the Thani rahmatullah, from the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, then he wrote all the proofs. Due to this, many people who had misunderstood the tasawuf found guidance. This lecture was transcribed by this lonely servant while still in the union. Today, after correcting and setting it out, it is being handed over for printing in Karachi. The Quranic ayat, quotations from hadith, and the various commentaries are provided in the footnotes. Manazil al-Suluk, the stages of Suluk, the path to Allah in the light of the Quran and hadith, is the name chosen for this lecture. Then he makes dua to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala makes it a sidqa jariya, inshallah will continue. Next week, we'll start the kitab next week. The different stages of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how for the person to start this journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and inspire us, inshallah. Make zikr. Also speaking about the tasawuf, that how the tasawuf has been cleaned out also from all the bid'at. Now the month of Muharram also, Allah Ta'ala save us, we shouldn't get involved with bid'at also. That he also innovations start in our homes, at different homes that do different things. Then there's 10 days of keeping a roza. Nabi of Allah didn't keep 10 days of roza. There's no Karbala to celebrate Karbala or the martyrdom of anyone whatsoever. This month also Umar ibn Khattab passed away, but nobody celebrates that. So there's no Karbala, there's no celebrating, there's no matam also. But the Shias do matam where they cut themselves because of Karbala, etc. Our deen is very easy, very simple, very straightforward. There's nothing funny or fancy or that you were give out some fruits or some chocolate or some ice cream. Allah Pak's help now is connected to Kit Kat or something like that. There's nothing like that. Allah's help is connected to amal, to deen. So effort of deen is not connected to some fruits or connected to some type of menu or venue or kheer or something like that. Allah's help is direct. Person can't afford kheer or can't afford fruits, what is he going to do then? So deen is for everyone. Deen, one important point to remember also, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was offered the mountains of Makkah in gold. When he looked at Jibreel Ali Salatu Wasalam, what do? I take the gold and become a Nabi, or do I offer poverty? So he opted for poverty. So here ulama see the deep, deep wisdom of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam to be a simple person, a poor person, and a Nabi of Allah. Because if he opted to be a rich person, fluent person, a king, then the standard of Sunnah would have been so high. His home, his bed, his food, his dress, his conveyance, whatever would have been his standard would become the sunnat. Then the poor man of the ummah will say, the deen is not for me. I can't follow the sunnat. So Nabi alayhi salam opted now to even be a role model for the poorest of the poorest. Even they can follow me. One day I will eat, I'll make shukr. One day I will keep roza, no food, and I'll make sabr. So he brought an entire sunnat lifestyle for the poorest of the poor also. So Sharia is very simple, very straightforward. There's no bid'at, there's no mannat also. When we take a mannat, take an oath or a qasam that we won't do this, we won't eat that, or we'll eat this, or we won't do that, and this will happen. The heart will be connected to Allah. To get the help of Allah is very easy. That's why we look into the sunnat. The Nabi of Allah takes so many mannats that now his daughter Muslim were divorced. Both got divorced and sent home. Zainab, you know, also she was made almost shaheed, you can say, because of a stab wound to her belly. She lost her child, aborted the child, when the kuffar now pierced her belly. So there was no mandans taken, no qasams taken, not so many rozas kept also because of certain things. Deen is very easy, very simple, straightforward. Two important things in deen: fulfill the command of Allah, and you can say maybe equally important or more important, don't break the command of Allah. Finish. What is the sunnah? Learn the sunnah, apply the sunnah, nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. People are afraid now, so many years of doing certain things, if we're not going to do it, some bala is going to happen. Some calamity will befall us. Allah is in control. Allah is in control. Allah is not going to send some bala upon you because you didn't distribute, or you didn't do anything like that. It's not like that. So Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Hazrat says also, there are many people, they say in Qurbani time, no, we're making Qurbani overseas, send it to Malawi, send it here because they need meat. Hazrat says, Qurbani you make at home. If you do sadqa, do the whole year only. Do the whole year Qurbani. Do the whole year and feed them in Malawi, not only now because it's cheaper for you, but feed them all the time. Qurbani make at home with your own hands and feel the spirit of Qurbani. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله There's one, two points come to mind also. When it comes to this Muharram, whether it be fasting, whether it be spending, whether it be distributing, some families for generations is carrying on these innovations. At the same time, when it comes to bid'at, innovations, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was very, very hard upon innovations. And he mentioned also, من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه. The person who innovates something in our sharia and deen, which is that part of it, فليس مني. Or فهو رد. That person is that from me. Is rejected. Is that part of my jamaat? It's a very serious thing. When it comes to sunnah and guna, we know this is wrong. When it comes to bid'ah, that is where it's a very sensitive thing. Because some bid'ah, innovations, people don't make tawbah. To die with that aqidah, that belief, that is part of the sunnah, part of the sharia, is that part of the sharia. It's very, very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. That's why, alhamdulillah, we might have understanding. Possibly our parents, or family people, or grandparents, they still have this thing within them. So, with muhabbat, with piyar, we educate them, family groups, sometimes in a fatwa they also, whether they listen or don't listen, at least it will come in their mind. Or at least we can tell them, okay, we're going to do it, but don't regard it to be sunnah. Don't regard it to be part of shariat. We're just being more generous. And we're making niyat of sidqa jariya for the sahaba ikram and Ahl al-Bayt, Ahl al-Rasul, including as Hassan Hussein radiallahu anhu, make niyat of sadqa jariya for them, isal al-sawab. But we don't have, we can do it some other time also. So in this way, slowly, at least put the action might carry on of distributing or giving. But at least the belief will change. That's the important thing. At least that belief in the heart can change correctly to the correct thing. Okay, we don't have to, but we're doing it, but we know we don't have to do it. At least certain extent they are safe. At the same time, we don't become rough and rude and crude also, and tell them terrible things and rude words, etc. But of piyar and muhabbat, we explain to them, we can do it now, we can do it later, we know you're doing it for years, so we'll spend it, no problem. But don't regard it to be part of shariat, part of deen or sunnah, because that is very, very dangerous thereafter. There's one part of it. The other one also now, Muharram is coming and the Muharram shopping will start. Shouldn't be like the Christians, that now they have to buy Christmas gifts. And now you're buying for people gifts which they don't need also. Just goes into storage, it becomes somebody's wedding gift later on, let's get rid of it, let's send it to somebody else. Now we've got so many things, just carry on storing. And why Hazrat says we're giving now? Because that family gave us the leg piece, we give them the shoulder piece. So next week, Dawud by your place, follow you, Dawud by my place, tit for tat. This is just to keep name. He says, no, it's not the Sharia and Deen. There's no party and there's no gifts also. Now, with all his gifting, etc., then the Mustorat have to leave the home and do the shopping in Muharram. Now's the time to make the dhikr of Allah, ibadat of Allah. These are the sacred months where the rewards are multiplied even more. So there's no gifting. Sharia is absolutely, as I mentioned, the poorest person also. Now it makes this part of deen, the poor man, what he's going to do? What she's going to do? I can't afford all these gifts. My sisters are buying, they're giving. Now we also have to buy. Now, how many a brother comes now? Say, Mufti Sahib, credit card is maxed out of paying interest. Now we have to show face. All is that part of deen. It's all takallufat, formalities. It's making life more complicated. So there's no gifting. Even on the day of Ashura, just to spend a little more. As my Honorable Ustaz would say, buy a tub of ice cream, some extra chocolates, some extra some delicacies, just to feed the family. And feed who? Your ayal. Those that are dependent upon you. What do you say? Those whose accounts you pay, who you're responsible for, those are the ones you feed. Not extended family. Those that are, who are with you, family staying with you, right? And they're dependent on you, so you spend on them a little bit freely. And that's it. Not to go and give everybody, the neighbors, the entire locality. That you can do after Muharram also. And the fasting also, 9 and the 10th and the 11th. So our deen is very simple, very straightforward. So we encourage the brothers, especially now, with the climate of the country and the world is so delicate at the moment. All that money we're going to use and spend in extravagance and avenues that don't need to be spent upon, we better tell the family, give us all that money, we spend in the path of Allah. Gaza needs it right now. Whether it be Gaza, whether it be our locals that are going back home, right now, Alhamdulillah, one of the brothers went for Hajj this year. And usually, you know, when you go for Hajj, first Hajj, the people bring back hadiyas for everybody, our first Hajj. But somebody sent us also a hadiyah, our first Hajj, we're sending hadiyah for y'all. What a beautiful hadiyah it was. What was the hadiyah? From so-and-so family, Hajj gift to so-and-so family, Mufti Sahib and family. And sadqa jariyah for you and the family, we dug a borehole in your name. We dug a borehole in your name. Subhanallah. What reward for him. What a beautiful gift, sadqa jariyah for us, alhamdulillah. I remember years ago, my Nispatay Sahib Rahman mentioned also, Allah's fazal and karam, somebody went for Umrah and came back. What a hadiyah they brought for me. What was the hadiyah? Hazrat says that they bought Quran Sharifs as waqaf wa majdu nabuwi on my name. Say, what a hadiyah for me. We don't need the cash. This sadqa jariya Allah Ta'ala is giving. Well, we can do things like that now. Tell the parents all that money, we'll put sadqa jariya for you all. For your parents, for your grandparents, for their family, for the members we lost. So all that money can be given in these avenues, then we see guarding ourselves from all the bala, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq understanding, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa laqibatu li muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Ya akramul akramin, ya halimu, ya karimu, ya wasi' al-maghfira, ya arhamar rahimin, wa karim rahim Allah. Ya Allah, keep our qaid and beliefs, ya Allah. Absolutely pure, oh my Allah. Give us correct understanding of Sharia and Deen. Give us correct amal upon Deen, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from bid'at, oh my Allah, from innovations, from ma'asiyat and disobedience. Ya Allah, make us your pious servants, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us the correct understanding, our family members, our progenies in the Qiyamah, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Keep us in the pure Deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How Sahaba Ikram understood the deen of Allah, how they implemented it, how they practiced upon it, how they propagated it, O my Allah. Give us that full lifestyle, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from extravagance, from opulence, O my Allah. Ya Allah, let us use our health, our wealth, our time, our resources, our families, our homes, our businesses, Ya Allah. To use those avenues that are pleasing to you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Even if you don't want to, O my Allah, then to pull us towards your pleasure, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the avenues that will displease you, that will break your command, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us the barakat, Ya Allah, barakat from your side in our, Ya Allah, in our iman, in our taqwa, in our amal. In our ruhani, the spirituality, his barakat in our homes, in our lives, in our health, Ya Allah, in our rosy, our sustenance, O my Allah, in our children, Ya Allah, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, barakat in every sense of the word, O my Allah, keep us in your security. Ya Allah, you are wali, O Kareem Rahim Allah, anta maulana, fansurna al qawm al kafirin. Ya Allah, you are maulana, you are waliyana. Ya Allah, you protect us from all sides, O my Allah, protect our iman, our amal. Ya Allah, protect our lives, O my Allah, protect our izzat and our honor. The entire ummah of the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be it in Gaza, Ya Allah, be it, Ya Allah, in India, in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, O my Allah, be it in Kashmir, in China, O my Allah, in Sudan, wherever in the world, O my Allah, protect our masturat, O my Allah, protect the izzat and the honor and the chastity. Protect our brothers and our families, O my Allah. Save the ummah from all the haram around us, O my Allah. All the influences and all the sporting and all the haram activities, O my Allah. Give us enjoyment in your dhikr, O my Allah, in your ibadat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, moving in your path, O my Allah, in sleeping in the masajid, Ya Allah, making gush in the day, O my Allah. Give us enjoyment in speaking about your qudrat and your power, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Never to get tired, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make our life a life of taqwa, of hidayat, O my Allah. Give us hidayat, our family's hidayat. Give muhabbat and love in our homes. Save us our families from broken homes, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us some interest, save us from the banks, O my Allah. Give us pure halal rosy, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us good health, afi, sihat and salama, protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, protect the Muslims, Ya Allah, free them from the persecution, O my Allah, remove the hand of the zalim. If hidayat not written for him, O my Allah, remove them to the face of the earth, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka anta tawwabur rahim. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله وبحمده أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أستغفر الله